dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, and Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space for the war for the free world. And in that battle space, we have been calling a lot of attention to the degree to which every other effort in the battle space is made more difficult because we seem to be failing to understand what the enemy is doing right here at home, right under our noses, and indeed inside the wire of our government. Fortunately, one of the people who is fully alive to that danger and has done perhaps as much as anybody to document it, help the rest of us understand what's going on and urge corrective action is our guest for this very special hour. He is Patrick Poole, a national security and counterterrorism correspondent for PJ Media. He was one of the contributors to the Team B2 book, Sharia, the Threat to America, and the author of myriad of extraordinarily important investigative pieces that have exposed some of the civilization jihad that the enemy is waging right here inside the United States. Patrick Poole, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It is great to have you with us.
Glad to be with you, Frank.
Well, the occasion for this particular visit and our deep dive with you is a particularly important contribution you've just made to our understanding of this particular threat and, again, the need for corrective action. It was published by the Middle East Review of International Affairs in their summer 2013 edition. I believe just yesterday it came out. You and I had a chance to visit a little bit about it on the set of Glenn Beck's program. It was great to see you there and to get a little bit more of a flavor of what you've been doing to help document the extent to which penetration has been going on now, not just under the Obama administration, but for some time. Give us a sense of how you got into this, your background, and why this has taken so much of your attention of late.
Well, my background is actually public policy, having worked in Washington, D.C., up on the Hill, and various state-based free market think tanks, things of that sort. So, you know, I have a background in doing public policy research, and you know, really how I got into this was moving back to Ohio, to my hometown, and come to find out that Columbus had become a bit of a hotspot and for jihadist activity. We had the largest known Al-Qaeda cell since 9/11. In Columbus, and several members of which are in federal prison. One was just recently deported after serving his prison sentence. And how I got really involved in it is I discovered that here in my hometown of Hilliard, Ohio, this cow town I grew up in, we had a senior internationally known Hamas cleric living here in Hilliard. And that's how I first started researching the topic of the Muslim Brotherhood in America and domestic terrorism was really out of personal self-interest. I mean, this
survival
was a story that was happening. Yeah, it was happening right in my own hometown. And amazingly, as I began to research the issue and continue to write about the Muslim Brotherhood and I began getting phone calls from government agencies saying, "Hey, can you, you know, can you come talk to us about what you know?" And so, you know, that kind of got me in deeper, and I began to, you know, publish more investigative pieces, and alas, here I am.
Well, alas, good for us, needless to say, that you've taken this on as such an important work, Patrick Poole. The lengthy treatment, shortly to appear in a monograph form, is entitled Blind to Terror: The U.S. Government's Disastrous Muslim Outreach Efforts and the Impact on U.S. Middle East Policy. So take us from Columbus, Ohio, where you began to become steeped in these issues and a consultant of counsel, if you will, to government agencies that are supposed to be protecting us against it, Patrick, to the sort of compilation that you've done here. This presumably reflects, in addition, obviously, to your own past research, a sense that this problem, despite your best efforts and those of a lot of other people, including the people that you were consulting with for a time, is getting worse, not better. How did you sort of come to that realization that we're really on the bad side of the power curve, as they say, in terms of penetration by Islamists, the Muslim Brotherhood among them, inside the wire of our government?
Well, this article was really born out of the Boston bombings back in April. I got a phone call from the Boston JTTF that evening.
Joint Terrorism Task Force.
The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force in Boston, asking me if there was anybody that I was watching that they needed to look at, which indicated to me that they had absolutely no idea who this was. My hat's off to them. I mean, they called and asked, and I gave them the information I had.
Right.
In the days that followed, and it became clear that particularly the older brother of the Tsarnaev bomber brothers. The United States government, and in particular the FBI, had been notified by Russian authorities that, look, you guys need to look at this. And they looked at him and, didn't see anything, despite the fact he was attending a mosque that had birthed at least two other terrorists currently in federal prison, Ifia Siddiqui and Tariq Mehena. For one small mosque, in suburban Boston, and he had been meeting with all the cast of characters over in Dagestan and, over in Russia.
Chechnya.
And they had all the indicators. And this is a problem that we've seen repeatedly in well-known cases, in reported cases, and in fact, cases that I've particularly been involved with. Back after Fort Hood, Bill Gertz, the veteran Pentagon reporter, had a front-page article in the Washington Times about the fact that myself and Lieutenant Colonel Joe Myers and one of our other colleagues, we had briefed the Army, the entire U.S. Army's anti-terrorism force protection force, from all over the world, hundreds of their officers, precisely on the kinds of indicators that would have tipped them off to Major Hassan. And in fact, I ended up speaking at that same U.S. Army conference about 6 weeks after Fort Hood. And, that's when Department of Defense rolled out their initial report.
Their after-action assessment, right?
Yeah, which didn't even mention Major Hassan by name. And in fact, all of the armed services ended up doing reports, as I note in this journal article in Middle East Review for International Affairs this week. None of those reports issued by the military services ever mentioned Major Hassan's radical Islamic ideology that motivated him to do this.
Yep.
And there are repeated incidents. In fact, you know, another incident related to here. And
hold that thought, because before we leave that subject, we're going to have to take a short break, and I'm going to come back with more with Patrick Poole, the author of a marvelous new lengthy analysis of the U.S. government's disastrous Muslim outreach efforts and the impact on U.S. Middle East policy. It's entitled Blind to Terror. It's published by Meria, the Middle East International Affairs Journal. A terrific publication and must reading if you are interested in this subject. And when we come back, Pat, I want to talk a bit about what the willful blindness has resulted in, not just in the case of the Boston bombing and Fort Hood, but much more broadly. And we'll be back with that and much, much more in a special hour-long interview with Patrick Poole, one of our country's leading counterterrorism and national security experts and correspondents for PJ Media. Straight ahead.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.